From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian rebel forces say that they have broken through areas around the northern city of Aleppo after some fierce fighting. Rebels Break Aleppo's Siege was written on the Istanbul-based National Coalition's Twitter account Saturday. The ultra-conservative Ahrar al-Sham group said on Twitter that rebels had seized control of Ramusa on the southwestern edges of Aleppo and opened the route to the city. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports fighters of Jaish al-Fatah and the rest of the rebel and Islamic factions advanced and met with rebels inside Aleppo. Elsewhere, a coalition of Arab and Kurdish fighters had taken almost complete control of the strategic northern city of Manbij that had been a stronghold of the Islamic State group. Belgian police say a man wielding a machete and yelling Allahu Akbar was shot and killed Saturday shortly after injuring two female police officers in the city of Charleroi. The attacker was shot by a third officer and later died at the hospital. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said he is closely monitoring the situation and strongly condemns the attack. He said, "At the moment, I'm in permanent contact with security forces to monitor the situation and to evaluate whether additional measures may or may not be necessary. We are waiting for an update on the evaluation by the Coordinating Unit for Threat Analysis." The Charleroi attack came after 32 people were killed in March during coordinated bombing attacks on the Brussels airport and a subway station. Islamic State claimed responsibility for those attacks. This is VOA News.